We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Shin Mem Aleph in the Mosadar of Kuk edition. Kuf Mem Zayin in the Shalem edition. Thank you. V'zeu pirush ha-mikra etzli. Ma she'amar v'yomer Hashem Moshe ne'anuchi ba'alecha ba ve'anan ba'bushma'am medabrim af gam chay aminu l'olam. Based on what we've learned, I want to interpret the verse where God tells Moshe, I will hereby come to you in the thickness of a cloud. The nation will hear me talk to you, and they will believe in you forever. Upeusho kach. So the Ran explains as follows: Shashem itbach ya mitnatzelim Moshe sheya ba'alav benvuazo b'emtzei av kol kach. The Ran had explained earlier that at Mount Sinai we have a description of darkness, cloud, mist, and he said that physical description is a description of levels of prophecy. That Moshe Rabbeinu had one level of prophecy, and the people had other levels of prophecy. So their levels of prophecy had to go through phases, so to speak, and that's what's described as the darkness, the cloud, the mist. And then it says, when Hashem came to prophesy to Moshe, Hashem says, I am hereby coming to you in the thickness of a cloud. So the Ran is saying Hashem was apologizing to Moshe. He says, I'm coming to you in prophecy. Ordinarily your prophecy is so clear, it's lucid, and now I'm coming and giving you prophecy with the thickness of a cloud, so to speak, on a lower level. That's why the verse stresses the thickness of the cloud. God didn't say, I'm appearing to you in a cloud. God stresses the thickness. God could have said, ba'amudanan, I'm coming in a pillar of a cloud. That's not what it says. Rather, the verse stresses, I'm coming to you in the thickness of the cloud. That's a reference, as he's been explaining, that there's this thickness, there's this mist, there's this phase through which the prophecy is going. It's not as clear as it would ordinarily be. That corresponds to what we saw earlier, that the prophetic vision at Sinai is described as a prophecy that came through darkness, cloud, and mist. So that's why God was telling Moshe, I will give you this prophecy, a lower level of prophecy, and it's not your fault. It's not because of you. But it's so that the prophecy will be accessible to the people. And the people couldn't attain Moshe's level of prophecy. So that's what Hashem is saying. I'm going to appear to you in the thickness of a cloud so the nation will hear. In other words, I'll give you a lower level of prophecy that's accessible to all, and through that they will believe in you forever. Hashem says, "Ki milvad shu rotzel zakot otam bze nimshach od mize toel tatzum." So Hashem says, on the one hand, I want the people to merit hearing prophecy now, but there's another benefit. Vehu shi'aminu bo l'olam mipnei shenishtatfu benvoato. There's a benefit that you, Moshe, will be trusted forever, because people will have a shared experience with you. Everyone will hear the initial prophecy that I speak to you. That's why Hashem warns in this parsha, over here, after everyone shared that prophecy, there's a warning. Be very careful lest you forget what you yourself saw. The Ran is alluding to the Rambam here. The Rambam states, why is it that we accept Moshe and we won't accept anyone that contradicts Moshe? It's not only because Moshe was a greater prophet. It's also because we are partners with Moshe in testifying that his prophecy is true. When the Torah records that everyone saw that prophetic vision, the Torah is telling us, from now on everyone knows it's true. Let's go on a tangent for 1 second. Very often people question, maybe there's been confusion. So I say, wait a second, where? The Torah, it says the Torah was written and given by Moshe to the Jewish people. So everyone had a copy of the Torah. You want to say that was also forged? When? In the days of Yeshua? We as a people have a continued tradition. We're saying this is what the Torah says. This is what we received. Every Seder night we pass on this tradition to our children. So that's what the Rambam's saying, and that's what the Ran's alluding to here, that Moshe's vision was a shared vision. And as such, the Torah warns us, we all have to be careful lest we forget what we ourselves saw. מפני שהמעמד ההוא מאמת אמונת התורה עד שלא יישאר בו ספק כלל. Because that the mass revelation at Sinai is one of the sources that gives us certainty in the truth of the Torah, leaves no room for doubt. And that's why Hashem tells Moshe, I will appear to you through a cloud. In other words, it will be a lower level of prophecy, but it's necessary to facilitate everyone participating in this prophecy.